I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I just read a good article by Eileen Mitchell about a lost pet. Audrey Throgmorton was tanned, happy, and relaxed after enjoying a week-long vacation in the Bahamas. But her tranquil state of mind soon faded when she returned to her foster city home and encountered every pet owner's worst nightmare. Her beloved pet had escaped the secured backyard after somebody forgot to latch the gate. However, this wasn't your typical missing dog or cat. Instead, the AWOL animal was a 2-foot-wide, 30-pound tortoise named Pokey. I bought Pokey 18 years ago when I was in college, and he was a tiny hatchling who fit in the palm of my hand. I had known a family with a California desert tortoise, and I always thought it was the coolest pet. Those reptiles are illegal to buy and sell, but African spurred tortoises are okay. So when I saw the hatchling at a pet store, I bought one. Pokey has moved across the state with me, lived in 4 different houses, and seen me through countless careers while I was trying to figure out what to do with my life. I've even provided for Pokey in my trust and will, since his breed typically has a lifespan of up to 150 years. He was around when I married my husband, and when we brought our newborn son home, Pokey has been a constant and steady, if slow-moving, rock in my life. When I discovered he was missing, I panicked. I combed the neighborhood and went to the police department and the SPCA, only to return empty-handed. I posted flyers all around town in the hopes that someone might have noticed a tortoise roaming the streets. A few days later, I got a call from someone who had seen my flyers. He had delivered Pokey to the Peninsula Humane Society and SPCA in San Mateo, but he did so after hours and left him outside the front door and not in a box. Of course, Pokey wandered off somewhere around the grounds of Coyote Point. Pet Patrol continues in a minute. But first, a reminder of what's new at Kibbles and Gifts and some great values that await your pets. Made in the USA ceramic pet bowls by Poochie Bells. They make for a great gift item and also a beautiful accent to any pet lover's home. New styles of Molly Met pet bed duvet covers and tote bags. Our Molly Met friends are local from Berkeley. And on sale at Kibbles and Gifts, canine 3-pound primal raw food. Select formulas only. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come in and browse the store. Kibbles and Gifts is a pet lover's paradise. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. And now, back to Pokey the Tortoise. I went to the SPCA every day for a week, searching the area and earning the nickname Tortoise Lady. My lucky break came when I met Scott DeLucci, Senior Vice President at the SPCA. To my grateful surprise, he issued a press release about my missing tortoise, and within hours, the story went viral. News stations were contacting me, and that night, the Search for Pokey story aired on all 3 major Bay Area TV news broadcasts, with the anchors chiming in their support to bring Pokey home. The next morning, Pokey appeared in the local newspapers. Still, despite the media blitz and help from friends, I was no closer to finding my beloved tortoise. I was truly losing hope. And then, almost 2 weeks after Pokey had gone missing, a man called to say he'd found Pokey at Martin Luther King Community Center and Park in San Mateo. He recognized Pokey from all the news coverage. The man refused my cash reward and told me he was just happy I had my pet back. I'm so grateful to everyone who helped me look for Pokey, and especially to the media. I believe we would still be missing if it were not for all the efforts of everyone involved. Having survived his adventure, Pokey looks no worse for wear, but I wish I could ask him how he crossed Highway 101. Only my tortoise knows for sure, and he's not saying. He's just wearing his typical Pokey face. This article shows any species can become a beloved member of the family. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets at khmbradio.com.
Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.